The very first. Back we go in time for the story of another famous or not so famous first. Today's episode, Wilt Chamberlain. On the late Wilt Chamberlain's rightful place in NBA history, you'll find arguments either way on whether he was the best center ever, the best rebounder, or the best shot blocker. But it's hard to dispute evidence that he was, sorry Michael Jordan, the best offensive player ever. He was basketball's unstoppable force. The stats are there. His 100-point game, the very first and only one. His 50.4 points per game average for the season in 1962, and that was an era before three-point baskets. And the three records for accuracy that he set in 1967 that defied believability. For the Philadelphia Warriors, Wilt shot 18 for 18 against the Baltimore Bullets. That topped by three, the old mark set 5 weeks earlier for most shots made without a miss, formerly held by Wilt Chamberlain. Later that year, Wilt had another career night in which he shot 14 for 14, the third best performance ever, all his. Those three perfect games in 1967 helped Chamberlain establish a new single-season shooting percentage of 68%. Now that's better than two successful shots out of every three for the season. That record stood for another six seasons, until it was bettered in 1972-73 by, guess who? Wilt Chamberlain, who averaged an incredible 72%. The record books are heavy with Wilt the Stilt's accomplishments. He was the only NBA player to score 4,000 points in a season. He holds the record for most rebounds in a game, 55. Of the 30 best regular season scoring performances of all time, Wilt claims 20 of them. He led the NBA in scoring 7 years in a row. He was the league's top rebounder in 11 of his 14 seasons. And as if to prove he was not a selfish player, he had the NBA's highest assist total in 1967-68. All this despite the double and triple teaming that greeted him every time he took the floor and the constant fouling tactics that opposing teams used to try to shut him down. As Oscar Robertson, himself a legend of the era, put it in the Philadelphia Daily News, when asked if Chamberlain was the best ever, he said, "Well, the books don't lie." For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.